This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. National Assembly endorses two bills related to finance. World Tourism Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva says tourism sector will be government's top priority. And Australia Prime Minister may not join climate summit. Now the news in detail. Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Kharka held a meeting with Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New York on Sunday on the sidelines of the 76th United Nations General Assembly. On the occasion, the two ministers exchanged ideas on further consolidating the existing Nepal-India relations and also about bilateral and multilateral affairs, said the Nepal's permanent mission to the United Nations in New York. The release said Minister Dr. Kharka extended grateful for continued support from the Indian government to the social and economic development of Nepal. Also today, Minister Dr. Kharka inspected Nepal's consulate general and directed to provide effective consular services and also take ahead economic diplomacy in a special manner. According to press release, Minister Kharka also participated in a program hosted by NRNA and called on working to enhance investments in the areas of tourism promotion for social and economic development of the motherland. Minister Dr. Kharka is scheduled to address the United Nations General Assembly today afternoon as per the local time. The Nepali delegation headed by Dr. Kharka is returning home on Tuesday. The National Assembly has endorsed the Finance Bill 2078 Bikram Sambat and the Bill to Mobilize Internal Loan 2078 Bikram Sambat. Finance Minister Jonathan Sharma proposed the meeting separately to pass the bills received from the House of Representatives with misses. The next meeting of the National Assembly will be held on 3rd of October at 1 p.m. The ruling Communist Party of Nepal Maoist Center is said to hold discussions with the parties affiliated to the coalition, emphasizing the need to start the process immediately by removing the legal complexities seen in the expansion of the government. A meeting of the standing committee held at party's central office in Paris Dara today has decided to consult with the parties involved in the alliance to move ahead by dissolving the legal complexities seen in the expansion of the cabinet immediately. In the meeting of the standing committee, Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda informed about the recent political situation in the country and also took the opinion of the members of the standing committee. The government has opened a pre-booking ticket for passengers going home in Dasa Festival. Advance ticket booking has been opened from today to make it easier and more organized as people living in the capital go home to celebrate the festival for various trades, businesses, jobs and studies. Advance ticket booking were not open last year due to the coronavirus infection. This year, advance ticket booking has been opened on time. For this, Lose Multipurpose Company, which operates a new bus park, has added 11 ticket booking counters in collaboration with transport businessmen. The World Tourism Day is being celebrated today with the slogan Tourism for Inclusive Growth. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva has said that it is the common goal of all stakeholders in the region to establish Nepal as a safe and reliable tourist destination through proper conservation, promotion and utilization of diversity. On the occasion of the 42nd World Tourism Day today, Prime Minister Deva said that economic prosperity could be achieved by generating income and employment to the local community through identification, development and promotion of tourist destinations. Prime Minister Deva said that the government has been implementing various programs for economic growth and development by giving priority to the tourism sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Australia's Prime Minister has signalled he may not attend the UN's landmark climate conference in November as his government faces continued criticism of its poor climate record. In an interview, Scott Morrison said he had not made any final decisions on attending, suggesting it was a burden. The COP26 summit will be the biggest global climate crisis talk in a year, but Morrison said he would consider other priorities, including the reopening of Australia's borders. Germany's centre-left Social Democrats have narrowly won the country's federal election, beating the party of outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel, according to preliminary results. The SPD secured 25.7% of the vote, while the ruling Conservative CDU-CSU bloc gained 24.1%. The Greens achieved the best result in their party's history, coming in third with 14.8% of the ballot. A coalition must now be created to form a government. SPD leader Olaf Ordier said his party had a clear mandate to rule as his party started to ease into the lead. The successor task is to lead Europe's foremost economy over the next 4 years, with climate change at the top of voters' agenda. The Taliban have banned hairdressers in Afghanistan's Helmand province from shaving or trimming beards, saying it breaches their interpretation of Islamic law. Police say anyone violating the rule will be punished, Taliban alleges. Some barbers in the capital Kabul have said they also received similar orders. The instructions suggest a return to the strict rulings of the group's past tenure in power, despite promises of a milder form of government. Since taking power last month, the Taliban have carried out harsh punishments on opponents. In a notice posted on saloons in southern Helmand province, Taliban officers warned that hairdressers must follow Sharia law for haircuts and beards. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. National Assembly endorses two bills related to finance. World Tourism Day being celebrated today, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva says tourism sector will be government's top priority and Australia Prime Minister may not join climate summit. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineutinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.